Today on the Trending 55 Pots, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Todd Lowen, the Minister of Forestry and Parks for the province of Alberta. Of course, know recently that Premier Danielle Smith has been sending out her mandate letters, if you will, for kind of sort of outlining things that she wants to get done from all of her cabinet ministers. And one of the first things I noticed on the Forestry Parks one that you've got to deal with, Todd, is the one thing is the trying to develop an incentive program for the forestry industry. Now, we know agriculture, they got like a tax credit for agri-processing investment, that kind of things. What sort of a program like that sort of look like when it comes to forestry?
Basically, what it is it will allow the forest industry to do value-added products right here in Alberta. So it's a good way to get create more jobs here and get more products made right here in Alberta. And rather than shipping out so much of the raw product and having it processed somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that kind of stuck out to me kind of looking through this is trying to get a plan with more new campsites and new locations for comfort camping over the next several years. What are kind of some things that you sort of have in mind for trying to address with that?
Well, there's certain parts of Alberta definitely have a high volume of visitors, and we want to make sure that we have places to go for people that for Albertans when they travel around Alberta, but for also for people that come from out of province. So it's going to be good for tourism. It's going to be good for the people of Alberta to be able to enjoy the great outdoors all across this province. And by developing more campsites and trails in an environmentally responsible way, then we'll have more opportunity for Albertans to enjoy the wide variety of things that we have in Alberta to enjoy.
And on that kind of note about sort of accessing things, I remember back when you first became a minister that we talked a bit about public access on Crown lands. Now, I know expanding that has sort of come up in your mandate here. What things are you hoping to see when it comes to getting work happening on that front?
Yeah, so there's obviously public lands in Alberta. We have a huge amount of public lands. And there's always opportunities that people want to be able to enjoy those public lands. And again, it's about making sure that people have a place to go and something to enjoy when they get somewhere. And I think if they have that opportunity, they enjoy the trip, they get to see some part of Alberta they've never seen before. And then they have a good experience, they tell others, and that just helps create the, kind of that tourism destination development that we like to see.
One last thing on here that I noticed that kind of stuck out to me was trying to get a job attraction strategy, particularly for young Albertans. Now, I know myself growing up in southern Alberta, I never really heard a lot about, jobs in, like, the forestry sector. So is it a kind of a thing about, maybe getting some more sort of awareness about jobs available or, trying to sort of attract more younger Albertans? Like, what do you kind of hope to see happen there?
Yeah, so both in forestry and in the tourism industry, we at times have a shortage of skilled workers, and so we just want to make sure that our post-secondary education system is working towards that too, and we will make sure that people know of the different opportunities out there for different careers. When it comes to tourism industry, we always seem to have a shortage there, but if Albertans know what's available, and we get these young students a little bit of an insight to what's available, then we may be able to attract them and retain them for working right in our industry right here in Alberta.
Well, you definitely got a number of things on your sort of to-do list there, so we'll let you try to get at it. Todd Lowen, the Ministry of Forestry and Parks for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.